Rauner invoked Lincoln at the crescendo of his annual address to state lawmakers. If both parties could come together to cut taxes and spending, Rauner said Illinois' future would be bright. And that's when he turned to Illinois' favorite son to drive home the point.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it."
After our story about the speech got put to bed here at WBEZ, I got a tip that the Lincoln quote wasn't actually a Lincoln quote. So I tried to get to the bottom of this.
Abraham Lincoln Bookshop.
Dan?
Yep.
This is Daniel Weinberg. If anybody in Chicago would know what Lincoln actually said or didn't say, I thought this might be the guy.
We do books in Lincoln, Civil War, U.S. presidents, and Americana, autographs and letters, manuscripts.
Okay, you get the point. This guy deals with a lot of Lincoln stuff, or, as he puts it,
and the detritus of history.
I had found my guy.
So here's a quote again. "The best way to predict the future is to create it." Is that a real quote attributable to Lincoln?
The first time that we see it used was in a 1963 book called Inventing the Future by a Nobel Physics Prize winner, Dennis Gabor.
Okay, Dennis Gabor, almost 100 years after Lincoln was assassinated. In the world of Lincoln scholars and enthusiasts, the alleged Lincoln quote Rauner used isn't a known commodity, at least as far as they can tell. So after the speech Wednesday night, I shot a Facebook message to one of America's top Lincoln experts named Harold Holzer. He's written or edited 52 books, nearly all about Lincoln. He wrote me back, "Be assured, the quote is a fake." On Thursday, I called him up.
Well, I cannot speak to what the origins of it, except to say that what its origins aren't, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
And its origins are not Lincoln.
Same response from Professor Rodney Davis, co-director of the Lincoln Studies Center at Knox College in downstate Galesburg. He wrote back by email and said he didn't recognize the quote either. That's when I thought I'd make one last try with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. It sits a few blocks away from the governor's mansion in Springfield. Technically, it's under Rauner's control. Even they couldn't verify it. In an email to me, their spokesman said there's no hard proof Lincoln ever said these words. But, quote, "the sentiment certainly matches other things President Lincoln is documented to have said." The museum even sent me a couple of real Lincoln quotes that were kind of like Rauner's fake Lincoln quote. I wondered why he didn't just use one of those. The governor's press office initially told me they'd found the alleged Lincoln statement on multiple websites. But later yesterday, they got back to me and they actually thanked me for pointing out the governor's mistake. They also promised next time they would go to the experts first. Harold Holzer, the Lincoln author, says there's a lesson here, something you might teach to any aspiring writer in high school. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can't just Google something and assume that the result is going to be 100% factual. No one should do that for any reason. A student, a governor's office, a radio station, or me writing about Lincoln. So that's the lesson.
Lesson learned. I'm Dave McKinney.